Okay, let's remember what we said. We'll start again from the second wide line. I'm Rabbi Rav. I'm Motzi Chomer's Vase of Yomtov Kofol of Zakli. I'm a Rav. I'm Shel Hektashu Ein Tzarich. My time I'm Mivdal Bedili Minei. So what's Kofol of Zakli? So we pointed out last time that that's opposed to two things. Number one, as many Rishonim point out, as opposed to burning it. Number two, as, and that's what we discussed previously, and we chazered very briefly in the last year. Number two, as Rashi points out here, as opposed to handling it, right? Says Rashi, kofal of zakli, dehalo chazi litil tuli. Because you're not allowed to carry va'afuke and remove it because of mukta. So because of mukta, we're not allowed to carry it. The question which the Rishonim and Achronim bring up is, Mukta is only Mr. Rabbanan, as we know. Why should you file by your Rabbi Mutze just because Mr. Rabbanan of Mukta? Shouldn't the Daraisa of two lavin plus Masei by your Rabbi Mutze and Tashbisu? Okay, so let's say, what do we say now? Mutze going to say something, Yom Tov. Okay, we saw it's Machlok Rishonim whether there's Tashbisu. Maybe there's an assay, maybe there isn't any other, but there's at least two lavin. A lav is bigger than an assay, or more chomer rather than an assay. So why shouldn't the two lavin by Rabbi Motze be docha the Isser Rabbanan of Motze? Bevchinas, you know, Asi Daraisa is more important than Rabbanan. So here we have a bit of a machlokes. We have four or five answers. The Marim Chalava, and that is also the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah, says in the most pashut way, right? Well, before we hear, Lama Ein Dochen Iser Tilto Derabana Mipnei Ayirava Imatze, and maybe also Tashbisu Deoraisa. So the first simplest answer is based on Rashi, says Rashi. Umiyubavalyurado Avar Daha Batle Belibe Me Esma. Right, there's no Bayir Abayim Matze. There's no Bayir Abayim Matze. Okay, what does that sound like? It sounds like, Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but it certainly sounds like, and if you had it been Mevatel Me'esmol, Rashi is assuming you're Mevatel Me'esmol. Why is he assuming you're Mevatel Me'esmol? Because this is Rabbi Yehuda Merab talking, and in Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Merab says, Habote Tzarshi Yevatel, so Mestamba you're Mevatel, according to Rabbi Yehuda Merab. And therefore, what's the Mashmos of Rashi? If you had not been Mevatel, if it would have been Issa Daraisa, then Taka would have been Dokha the Issur Tilto. Okay, and the Me'iri says that, I think the Me'iri, someplace on Mekorshi, says that Mefurish. Right, the Me'iri says that Mefurish. So one answer is, right, Mashmabos Rashi, and the Me'iri says this, Feirush, and, you know, the Ritva is, very, very similar, right? Says the Me'iri, a yesh merchant or so, because it was already bittul. Now there's no Issa Daraisa. So, this is Rabbanan, Deb Chavis Yasin Yatzeb, but Rabbanan should be Dochet Rabbanan, they're both equal, and Shebe Alfas Adem. Hakol Shalo Bittul, Dochet Issa Toto. If you're a Mevatel, then a Mevatel, you're Dochet Issa Toto. Come on, a Daraisa beats a, Derabanan. Okay. The, says the, and likewise says the Ritva. She yichba loves a kli, ha'u the misha bitel. That's only for someone who was batel. Ritva says, they make it okimta. Not a crazy okimta. Shabitel. Far. And therefore, there's no Isra Daraisa. Right, so Pasha, there's nothing to talk about. Ha! But if you hadn't, Mevatel, then Halachol Maisa. Then, Ayurah, Ayurah, Matzeh,
is doche the iser of teltol mokta.
Okay, that's what seems to come out of Rashi. That's beforish in the Meiri. It's also beforish in the Ritva, except that the Ritva throws in, you know, if you doche iser teltol the gam rakes, you can do it on the akum. And if you don't have an akum, then you could do it kalachar yad. Okay, which then his whole discussion of later achronim says the Ritva.
Okay, says the Meiri. Stam says the Ritva. Al yidei akum or kalachar yad.
But the principle is clear that our gemara is not about drabbanan beating a daraisa. Our gemara is a drabbanan versus drabbanan. Midrabbanan to asher chametz your house of Pesach. Midrabbanan total mutzah. So obviously, don't be dochem drabbanan for the other drabbanan, because they're both equal. That's one approach. However, many Rishonim assume that no, that to
an on afal pisha lo bitel aser letaltel hachametz.
Why?
So one answer is what the Meiri says and the Kesef Mishnah in its first day.
It's very simple. It's called Hemidu Devrehem. This is very, very tricky. A lot of Achronim try to figure out when were they Rabbanan Hemidu Devrehem B'makom Daraisa, when were they not Hemidu Devrehem B'makom Daraisa. Meaning, on the one hand, Daraisa more than Rabbanan, on the other hand, sometimes Hemidu Devrehem. Right? Also, Chizot Devrehem, after all, classic example of Mitzvah Say, having to do with Zmanim / Moed, right? The Mishnah says you can't violate Nisra Rabbanan for the sake of which Mitzvah the Mitzvah said, Mishnah says. Famous Mishnah? Mila is not so mefurish. I mean, it comes out of the discussion. Tells us, but shofar, right? Shofar Shoshana ain't only lo be'ilan ve'in rochal gam ve'hema ve'in shatol ve'amayim, etc. Right? You can't be docha nisr rabbanan. Ve'in befachkam alam zagal, which is l'chori yisr mokta, removing stones. Right? Everyone knows you can't, for almost every assay, in general, you can't be doing Isra Rabbanan. Now that even Asayshia for Kares, right? Matzino Shemidu Devrehem, Bimokom Kares, right? That Hazash spritzing the Paraduma water on you is only Isra Rabbanan on Shabbos, and yet you can't do it, even if you need it to eat Karban Pesach. So we see that Hemidu Devrehem, Hemidu Devrehem, Bimokom Isra Torah. Okay, sometimes they were Hemidu Devrehem, and sometimes they say, no, Asi Daraisa, and it's a Dochitz Bebathel Drabbanan. Okay, we're not sure exactly, is there a rule for when they were Hemidu Devrehem, when they were Mamad Devrehem? We're not 100% sure, but at the very least, in many cases, they're Mamad Devrehem. No big deal. Why would everyone not like this answer? After all, it's true about Shofar, it's true about Sukkah, it's true about Lulav, it's Mechuli, Mechuli, Mechuli. The answer is obvious, as the Meiri says, because all those are Assays. Here is different than all the other cases. Here we're talking about a lav. Do we find him needed to frame even go up a lav? Right? You needed to frame him. Not a lav, even a lav, two lav him. Okay, we don't really find necessarily that him needed to frame him like a lav. Usually it's him needed to frame him like a say. Even a say she used to go, Kari is still an assay. Okay, so that's the machlokas. The Meiri and others say, I don't like this answer. It's not mistaver, the rabbanim will not mit devrehem to make you do a lav daraisa. And what did I say here? I said the Meiri. I didn't mean the Meiri. The Meiri is not the stochets. What I meant is the Mara Kalava. Sorry. I kept saying
he brings a lot of raya, though, from Sachem, doesn't he?
What?
Maram Chalada brings a lot of raya from Sachem. That is the case here.
Yes, he tries to bring a lot of raya from Sachem. You can get out of those rayas. Okay, in any case, you're right. But you're right, he does bring rayas, although they're far from foolproof. Okay, so that's one shot. One shot is Hamid and Devrayim, not so exciting. The Kesef Mishnah brings another shot from Rabbi Menavach. I know this is not the Kesef Mishnah's second shot. This is the third shot, which I don't really understand. Well, first, let's see the Kesef Mishnah's second answer. We'll go in order to the Kesef Mishnah. What's the second answer? His second answer is that, why are they Hamidu Devrehem? Because you're talking not violating a law. Right? Right, really? Oh, why are we Docha? Because, lo avar. al shum iser d'oraisa. Why were you over iser d'oraisa according to the Kesef Mishnah?
Because he wants to burn it.
Anas. Why are you anas? You're anas from the iser d'rabbanan. Right? The iser d'rabbanan makes you anas. As an anas, you didn't violate iser d'oraisa. And since you didn't violate iser d'oraisa, therefore, there's no reason for them to compromise their iser. I mean, if they hadn't made their iser, you would violate an iser d'oraisa by leaving the chametz here. But since they made the iser, now you're anas. And when you're anas, there's no iser d'oraisa. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. Yesh l'ayin, why is there no iser d'oraisa if you're anas? He doesn't say, right? He just says, what's his lashon? I mean, he doesn't really have that much of a expansive lashon. What does he say? He says, first, Yishlom the Chachamim Asu Chizuk Defrehem. The ode, second answer, that to violate Nisr, so you'd be doing Kumbase, but you're violating Baal, your Rabbi, you must be Shevi Al Tase, and you'd want to destroy it, but the Chacham answered it. So you're actually not violating at all when you're just doing nothing, because the Chacham prevented you from doing anything. You don't violate at all. The Lamar Torah by your Rabbi, you must say Elik Shevi Shuso, Yilvaro, but Inam Avaro. It's only by Rabbi Matzah if you could have destroyed it and didn't. Anus lo, mezeh anus hu. Okay, what does he mean? What's the nature of this for anus? So, I saw in the back, you know, in the back of the some old Rambams, even Frankel and Sefer Likutim, and Sefer Kovetz, also called Kovetz al Yad. So he says, what does he mean by anus? He means anus rachana patre. Really, the Torah did not tell you by Rabbi Matzah or any other Isra in the Torah, unless you had the choice in the matter and you made the wrong choice. But if you're anus, then lanarlos asadavar, the Torah does not require you an anus. Here's an interesting question. Does that mean there's no iser? Does that mean you're potter from the iser? Like, you know, he's assuming that like anus is heter, is not heter gomer. Anus is not worth compromising the rabbanan for. It's not so simple. You could say you're not chayav, but it's still an aveira, so worth compromising the rabbanan. According to this Kesef Mishnah, I mean, no one said it before the Kesef Mishnah. Now, Megillah and Shabbos is a boring example because that's the Rabbanan anyway, so you can say, Heim Amru, Heim Amru. Let's say we don't blow shofar on Shabbos or Sheikh Lulav on Shabbos. Better. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. It's a Toranos. Yeah. I mean, according to the Kesef Mishnah, not so crazy. So what does he mean? You could say, right, this is the din, Toranos, the Chalat Torakula from Vlanar Lusasa Dover. That's the Sefer Kovet says in the back of the Rambam, but I'm not convinced at all. No, I think he's being much too wordy for this. What does he say? He says, "Delo amar Torah by Yirah by Yimatzei Elochev Roshuso Hayilavaro ve'Einam Avaro Avalamu Anos Lo." Now, he could mean "Lo amar Torah by Yirah by Yimatzei," or the other, you know, 612 mitzvos or 611 mitzvos, or that came to your heart with the Gaber. You know, except when you weren't Anos. But I think he means something different. The Torah specifically, this is not necessarily called a Toranos. That's not called Toranos. That's like, really, the Rabbanan, where it's okay for them to tell you to do a snake of Toranos? I don't think it's a good for two reasons. Number one, is this clearly a Toranos? But I think better, maybe what you really mean to say is that they're making you an Onus and then saying it was okay because we made you an Onus. Right? That's like a little ridiculous. Oh, I didn't do it. I had a gun to your head and say, Michal Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I'm Taco. Okay, I didn't make you do anything wrong because it was honest. For you, it's honest. I'm the one who was honest to you. Right? It's a little funny. It's a little funny. Like, oh, I shouldn't compromise, and it's perfectly okay for me to make you do something because you're an honest. That's the, I'm being honest to you. Now, of course, it's different than me holding guns to one's head as a Chaya and Chazal using their judgment in passing Zeros. But still, it's a little funny, you know, whatever. Like, you know, like the, right, the guy who comes to court. As he's convicted of it, and begs for mercy because he's an orphan. I think there's a much better shot here. No, this all stood by your Balayimatsu. What is Balayimatsu? Don't own Chametz on Pesach. What Chametz on Pesach? It's not like Chametz on Pesach anyway. There is no objective standard to Balayimatsu. Balayimatsu is subjectively about my subjective connection to the Chayfetz. Right? The fact that I'm Roet, not with my eyes. The fact that in my mind I'm Roa, the fact that it's Nimsa, not physically present, but the fact that it's Nimsa in my consciousness. And after all, that's what Ramban says. I know I'm reminding you of something that you'll never forget anyway. That's what Ramban says. Bittul Chametz works, right? This is better than Bittul Chametz. Bittul Chametz means Itaka could destroy it, but I decide instead to declare for no objective basis that it's worthless and dirt to me. That's Haka Chiddush. You can all like the Ramban, you can all like a different Shiva than Bittul Chametz. But over here, I might just want to destroy it. I'm just being forcibly prevented from destroying it. If I want to destroy it with all my heart and all my soul, and I would destroy it, except that something stops me, then it's hard to call that by Rabbi Matze. It's hard to call that Roads of Humor, the Ramban, right? This is better than Bittul Chametz. I mamish want to destroy it. Not just I'm not machshav it. I actually want to destroy it, and I would destroy it. I just can't destroy it yet because of something, you know, beyond my control. So
why is that different than the Reed?
I hope I really.
Rebbe, why is the
volume so low? Hold on.
Why is that any different than the Reed in Tosfos?
It's a good question. Let me come back to it in a moment. So maybe you could say no. It's a din miyuchad. The Isser by Rabbi Matze, the Toloi Pirtsono. I mean, that means the Torah didn't say everything else the Torah might have said. Again, when the Torah said don't eat ham, it meant don't eat ham at all. We won't punish you if you were forced, but eating ham is bad. And if I make you eat ham, I'm making you do a bad thing. And I should have compromised. And if Chazal make you eat ham, they shouldn't have made you eat ham. But over here, that's because ham is an objective, my sechila, the physical thing, goes with my physical mouth and down to my physical stomach. But over here, it's all about Ritzono anyway, Ritzray. It's all about Ritzono anyway, Rotsu Mikiyomo. If it's all about Ritzono, then if you have Rotsu to destroy it, that's automatically Mafkia, not globally, but locally, the getter by Rabbi. Not say Lanigas Daiti, I think that's what the Kesem Mishnah meant, even though the only person I found to discuss it is the Sefer Kovetz, who said the other pshat. But nonetheless, I think he's too wordy for the other pshat. I think he's saying something about Lo Omer Torah by Rabbi Matze. Not about Lo Omer Torah, Kala Torah Kula. Okay, that's my pshat in the Kesem Mishnah. And I'll address what Joel pointed out in a moment. Let's continue the Kesem Mishnah. The next part of the Kesem Mishnah, I almost don't understand for the life of me. The next part of the Kesem Mishnah is quoting Rabbeinu Manoah. It's also, if you're Frankel, it's right there in the Rabbeinu Manoah, or Bar Ilan. You know, you have to look under Sefer Menucha for the find the Bar Ilan. But Rabbeinu Manoah, he says, because there's a principle called Be'idne. We know we have a rule of Seido Chalof Sasa, right? What's Seido Chalof Sasa, classic Mila B'Tzaras, right? If the baby has Tzaras and it's Orla, you're doing a lot by cutting off the Tzaras, it's okay because the mitzvah of Mila is. Doche, Klayim B'Tzitzis, if you're wearing a linen garment with wool, chila strings, that's okay. Vichuli Kuli, we're all familiar with Aseh Dov Losasa. The Gemara says in a few places, Aseh is often the only Dov Losasa, but it may fit at the same time. Meaning the time of doing the mice of doing the Aseh is the Losasa. But the Losasa is preparatory, is the Hesher Mitzvah, as we say. The Losasa is preparatory, and Aseh is the Dov Losasa, only but it may not in advance. So he says, Eino Doche, Isser Mokta, Avera Bisman Kiyom HaMitzvah. It's not Be'idne. Right? This, I understand full well. I just don't understand what it's doing in the context at all. I'm Amish. I cannot understand the Kesem Mishnah. I'll tell you why I can't understand the Kesem Mishnah. Ram Tirates, that's Rabbeinu Manoah. I guess you wouldn't know who it is unless you had Franklin Sowers Rabbeinu Manoah. Who's the Ram? That's Rabbeinu Manoah. Here, I don't really understand because he seems to be answering a different question than all the other answers. There are two questions you could have asked. Number one is, shouldn't the Doraisa be Docha Drabbanan? Because Drabbanans have to bow to Doraisas. Because Hashem versus people, and Hashem wins. Number two, shouldn't Asay be Docha Losase? Even if they're not, well, even forget a Drabbanan Doraisa. Even Doraisa Doraisa isn't Asay Docha Losase. He's answering the second question. Isn't the Asay Docha Losase? The Asay Tashvisu Docha Losase of Mokta? And his answer is, which is a good question, his answer is no, because Asay is only Docha Losase of Idne, not official Obe Idne. But But that's not answering the same question as all the other Rishonim. I mean, it's not a kasher Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach asked the question, gives an answer. I just don't understand why the Kesef Mishnah made a cholent of two answers to one question and another answer to another question. You know, so this is Tzarech Iyon, because it seems to be answering a different question. One question is, shouldn't the Raisa be Drabanan? The other question is, then he needed to defray him. The other question is, what do you mean he needed to defray him? You know, even if it's equivalent to a Daraisa, isn't it a Seidoch Losase? Like, it's still going to answer the question of, you still have to ask, ah, I understand it's not a Seidoch Losase, but shouldn't the Raisa just be needed to drop on it anyway? The answer is no, because they're Machsik, they're Dvarim, etc. So it's a little funny, unless the Kesef Mishnah understood these are all answers to the question of Seidoch Losase. Either A, no, they made a special rule of say it's not Dvarim Losase, to be a Chazik, Drabonim, which is more Chizik, or there's no answer anyway, or which is a little funny, because but I all say Dochel Sase. You could say there's a Torah Anas, and I mean, Dochuli Bchuli. Anyway, Nirlin is Daiti that it's not exactly Ein Bazet Tirutz, Teirutz, Le, Koshyas, to Oraisa, Udraban. That's just saying it's not a Seito Dochel Sase. That's not saying why there shouldn't be rules Oraisa beating Drabonim. But okay, so somehow he's answering a slightly different question. Something greater is not doche if it's a preparatory stage. So now, of course, assuming I say it's greater than losase, but okay, you know there's a Ramban with that, right? So maybe that's what he's saying. You have to say, I'm sure. Okay. But ulai yesh lomar delamad midin asay doche losase de Deloshayach Dechia Echalmakom Ella Beidne. Okay, maybe. It's a little, you know, still Yeshal Ayin, when the Gemara says Hamidu Dufrayim Belokum Koris, why not you say it's not Beidne? Okay, say it. Fine, that's Gez Mishnah. Now we have two other Shaltim non Kesav Mishnah, which are the Magid Avraham and the Torah. Magid Avraham, we understand. Says the Magen Avraham, very impassioned answer, which Joel mentioned before. The Magen Avraham said, you can explain that. Of course, this doesn't work for the Rambam. Why did the Kesef Mishnah not say this? It's against the Rambam. The Rambam says that you get Malkus for by your Bayer Matzei, never sort of threw out a compromise on that. However, we know that Tosfos says, the famous sheet of the reading Tosfos, that is a Lava Nitzit Masei. That's not a famous sheet of Tosfos. Rashi also holds that. But the famous sheet of Tosos, that since the Lavin and Lasei, it's okay to own chametz as long as you're going to burn it in the end. Right, we discussed that at great length. Says, Magen Avraham, Al Pi Shita Sari. Right, and Daf Chav Tesem and Beis, I think the bottom line, maybe it was, of Tosos. Pretty sure it was Chav Tesem and Beis. It am Hishbis Asof. Now that mutter. Let's say it's more strongly, right? The radical sheet of the re. We find out the mutter the shahos chametz of pesach al menas levaro lebasof. As long as you're planning to burn it later, let it keep chametz on pesach. Therefore, okay, that's what I point out. You have to say maybe the yontif here meant the first day of yontif, right? When you can still burn it during Kol Mogen, it's still Pesach. Therefore, he says, why is the Drabana a Dereis not Dereis? It's a Dereis in the first place. As long as you're saving it and you're going to burn it during Kol Mogen, then there's no Isser whatsoever. You're actually doing something Heter Gomer. Okay, like it's not ideal to have healing Drabana, but you're doing this Heter Gomer because for the Re, A, it's a Labanit Lasse, B, he takes Labanit Lasse so far, there's perfectly okay. Legamre, Motor Dereis El Chachila, do the lab, violate the lab, almanastic behind the essay, in which case it makes perfect sense.
well, because Dominus the Viral is something like the
right, except that remaining curse is talking about when you're like, oh, sick of being mivarit right away. Okay, maybe you'll say the same thing here. Once the Rabbanan told you you can't do it on Yontif, then as long as you're oh, sick of mivarit as soon as possible, that's good enough. Which really comes back to the Kesef Mishnah, in a certain sense. I mean, the reason why it's not the exact same. That Kesef Mishnah, the first second, you're already being osik mivarit. Here, you're letting it sit for 12 hours. Right? So it's not exactly the same. So I think that you have to sort of come back to the, you know, what I said in the Kesef Mishnah. And that's basically what you're saying. What you're saying is that, you know, you could, you know, that these two things are very similar, Lamaista, right? But for two different reasons, right? The Magen Avraham, I mean, the Magen Avraham happens to quote that read, right? There are two reasons you could say, as long as you're trying to burn it as soon as possible, that's good enough. Either it's a lot of people say, like the famous Chiddush of the Re, or not if you burn it enough, but if you're burning it as much as you can and doing everything you possibly can, then that's good enough because of the subjective nature of Bayur Abayimatse, which I think you said at the time, you really reimbursed it. It could either mean this or mean that, and we have no way of being Korea. So you're right. So that's a Joel asked. Isn't this the same? It's similar. It's similar practically, but it's not the same. One is based on the idea of Lavanita Lase, and the other is even without Lavanita Lase. Now, they could be saying the same thing, a similar thing in the end, but I think they're different. You know, for example, I think the Re would say, and what if in the end, for some reason, you weren't Mavarit? Then you claim as Lafrey that you were over. Well, if we take my pshat of the Kesef Mishnah, even if the end lightning strikes and you can't be Mavarit, it doesn't matter. At the time, you were in Rotsipo. So I think they're similar, Joel, but not exactly the same. And again, just these two similar things are the two pshat I had in that remaining parrots on the very bottom of the Dalai base. Correct. Okay. The one fascinating answer that we really have no idea at first glance what he means is the Torah. The only other answer I found. What does the Torah say? The Torah says something funny. I mean, it says what he says. I think his words are very clear. Just that he doesn't explain the svar. What does the Torah say? Says the Torah. Even if it's a raisa, you still can't carry it. Why not? After all, the raisa should override the rabbanan. I mean, according to the Meir against Bar Kolava. And according to all these people, that's why I have to give other answers. He says, Kaven Shane Yochel of Arkadino, since you can't do the proper din of beer, the hind of a straight for the Rabbi Yehuda. You can't do straight for the Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we had on the board last time why you can't do straight for. We're not going to talk to that now. Let's assume there's a good reason you can't do straight for. Obviously, not so super that you can't do straight for because you can't do tilt, then it would be circular. There's a good different reason why you can't do straight for. Right? The Ritva or the Maram Halava. There's a good reason you can't do straight for. Okay, there are a few more fanciful shots in the acronym. If good reason you can't do straight fall. Once, and obviously this tour is assuming, I mean, this is a day in the tour, right? It's not clear your pasuk is this way, because then he says at the end, but Achi Harizal, who's his brother, the Re? Isn't there a...
Benyo Yechiel, it says in my version.
The what?
Benyo Yechiel.
Oh, Yechiel, okay. Okay, somehow Benyo Yechiel said, the Yechiel Asorfo. Okay, so not everyone agrees to this Torah. And we're not sure if this is Achra in the end. But he's obviously assuming he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein Birchom Hatzel B'Shreifa, which is fine. We don't in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not Machlokes Rishonim. Right? I mean, it's not clear in the Gemara. It's a big Machlokes Rishonim, how we paskin. So says the Torah, obviously he's assuming he'll like Rabbi Yehuda. Kivan, Eino Yachol, Lissorfo, din beer. Okay, now here it's a little unclear what the Torah. I hope you have a theory. I mean, I have too many theories. My problem. What's the story of the Torah? So you can't do. Let's. It's true. If you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and you pass. Remember, we mentioned this. Maybe we saw it in a Minchas Tinoch once. I have Orcha. Maybe it was a brackets. I remember that there's a bit of a deal whether Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Right, which is the simple shot, Tashviso is in Misrefa, or there's one possibility, Minchaskinov says, no, he's not really Midin Tashviso, it's a different din in Misrefa. Okay, let's assume that it's Midin Tashviso in Misrefa. That's the simple, mainstream, most obvious shot of Rabbi Yehuda. So, hold on a second, let's chazer for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda says the only way to be mekayim b'yur chametz is b'sreifa. And on yontif, if you can't do sreifa, you can't do the aseh b'yur chametz. Therefore, the rice is not tochet d'rabbanan. What's funny about this tour is, but what about your like matzeh? You can still get rid of your like matzeh, right? Meaning, let's say I didn't burn it. I crumpled it up and threw it in the ocean, whatever. Even if I take it out of my house, according to the Ramban, in the simple shot, I take care of my Rabbi Matze, right? And certainly, if I not only take care of my house, but I destroy it in some other fashion, I took care of my Rabbi Matze. So why isn't Tainath of Nosei, why isn't my Rabbi Matze Doche, the Isser Drabanan of Tiltel? That's not so clear within the, within Rabbi Yehuda, within the Torah. Like, I hope you're all bothered by this. Ah, since you can't do Dutch Misum anyway, it's not Doche Tiltel. Okay, but you can still take care of your Rabbi Matze, meaning for every sheet, you have to figure out how. Some sheets just say, just bring it out of your house, you took care of your Rabbi Matze because it's not in your house. Maybe no, if you just destroyed it in a different fashion, it's hard to imagine the body Rabbi Matze if it's destroyed, right? So, what's the shot?
Maybe he's assuming toast was ready. Maybe he's assuming the re that you want to do it properly.
So, okay, I was waiting for someone to say that. Then, what do you think the tour meant? It's a good question, no? So, Avalama, Ein, Isser, Bayera, Bayimatse, Doche, Isser Toto. So, Joel suggests, and I think that might be the best shot, that the tour holds like the re and toast, or even if you don't go so far as the re and toast. Because of Labanita Glase. Really, you found that on YouTube, you already violated by Rabbi Matze. What's the only way to fix it? By doing the assay. The only way to fix it is by doing the assay. So yes, I can take it out of my house now with Tiltel. But if I take it out of my house now with Tiltel, I haven't fixed the Mafreya, the by Rabbi Matze. This is like the read, fix the Mafreya. Not saying it's much like Achila, but saying like the read, fix the Mafreya. Maybe I shouldn't be metaltal it. Because if I'm entitled to it, then I solve Bail Yerubayim's Mekam Lahava, but I don't solve the Mafreya. If I wait till Kol HaMoed and burn it, then I even solve Bail Yerubayim Matzei LaMafreya. So it's not worth saying, Bail Yerubayim Matzei no Andrava. It's less Bail Yerubayim Matzei to keep it and burn it. Then I'm doing Bail Yerubayim Matzei, but I'm entitled to Mafreya, then to crumble it up and throw it in the ocean. Because then I'm not violating anymore, but I haven't fixed the Mafreya. That's what Joel meant to say. So maybe you could say, I have no idea. We just have to speculate. There's no clue in the Torah what he means. Ula Yeshlomer al derech hari she'en bi'ar roshalom b'sreifa tikein ha'iser mikan ulahava aval em Yantin Ad Matze Chag the Yisrafen. Again, according to Yehuda, the Abir comes to Sreifa, Yitaken HaIsser LeMafreya. And therefore, Mitzad by Rabbi Matze, if you could have the Mitaken it, Lahab, Kanalaba, and LeMafreya, that would be worth doing the Yisra Teltel. But to be Mitaken it, Mitan Lahaba, and lose the Tikon LeMafreya, that is not Doche the Yisra Teltel. Well, because according to their bunny, we're kind of say even shalom b'sreifa. So then it would be plus, just take it, crumble it up, throw it in the river. And yeah, but it's okay because tell the by Rabbi Matze is doche tiltel.
Then what if you wait till night then you can with
the rabbanan? Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you weren't talking about hakim l'freya. Only according to the rabbanan, you were. So maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what he means. Here, I want to go out on a limb, and we haven't really discussed this properly, but I wonder if you could say something that's a little more mechudish, which is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't burn it, you're even violate by Rabbi Matzei Mikan Lahab. After all, what are the examples of the Chachamim of not burning it? Right? You're Mefarer V'Zor L'Ruach, or you're Matzei L'Yam. Right? So in those cases, it still exists. I crumpled up, thrown in the wind. I know if I had done that before Yom Tov, it would be bottom. That's fine, but it's too late for that, right? exist as like a useful chefza, but it still exists. What if I throw it into the river? Or the sea? I assume I throw it into the sea or eventually see it eventually dissolves. I don't know how long it takes it to dissolve. How long did it take a loaf of bread to dissolve in the sea? It probably depends exactly what kind of loaf of bread. But you can see pieces of bread floating. If you go after Tashlich, you see bread floating around, right? I assume eventually it disintegrates. But maybe you could say, I know there's a chiddush, and we'll have to discuss this when we get to discussing a little more in Machlokes Reuven v'Chachamim, which makes a shame. Well, maybe you could say that Reuven sheaves are more radical than we thought. It's not just a lack of kiyum aseh if you don't burn it. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that it's still considered to be be'en if you don't burn it. Meaning the chlok even the chachamim is what is considered a chetzo chamit. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's very small, even if it's very soggy, even if it is, you know, on the way to disintegrating, it's still a chetzo chamit, and you still violate bar yobay matzi. Again, you have to assume like tosos even outside your house. While the chacham say, no. As long as it's crumpled up, as long as it's scattered, as long as it's in the ocean, that's not a chetzo chamit anymore. So, after this would be a little chiddush, you know. Inami, ula yeshlomar, delafi Rabbi Yehuda, and lo saraf, adayin over, al ba'i Rabbi Matze, b'chashiv, k'chameitz b'en. Okay, that's a big chiddush. I admit that's a chiddush Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you could say that to the torment, that since you're not doing the beer kedino, therefore you still have chametz and you actually have not fixed the situation. Okay, that's a chiddush though. Maybe I'll have to go.
How does the Gemara think later on, Shalom B'Shaz Biuro, that Rabbi Yehuda was mother that you don't need Sreisa, if that's the case?
That is a good kasha. Now again, this might depend on Machlokas Rashi and Tosa, what Shalom B'Shaz. But you're right; it's still a good kasha. Still a good kasha. You know what? It's such a good kasha. I'm going to retract for now. Okay, then we'll say maybe this story is going like the re, and it's all about being talking Le'mafreya. Okay, fine. Any other questions? If not, we'll go back to it. Okay.
Rebbe,
yes.
Could we explain in a similar way to the Ritba? The Ritba says, because Ikara Mitzvah is on your Dalet, then it's not Docha and Tevav. So also here, because Ikara Mitzvah is Sreifa, even though there is Bali or Bali Mitzvah, it's not Docha.
No, so that's talking about they had to be Tosho to Lusara, Chutra, Shnami, Shalom, Lusara. But here we're talking about a clash, meaning you're either going to violate a Dereis or violate a Rabbanan. Isn't it better to violate a Darbanan than to violate a Daraisa? That has nothing to do with the Ikar time. That has to do with whether it's appropriate or not. We didn't meet Toch, we did Ochel Nefesh. Here we're not dealing with appropriate, we're dealing with. That's about Hutra. It's not Hutra because it's not today's business. Here we're dealing with Dechuya, not Hutra. So I wouldn't say that's where we're going. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara, even though I want to come back for one moment to this part of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is sort of parallel, at least in the Hektish part. Rav Amr Yudah Rav Chemtel Shal Nachri Osol Mechitza Asar Tvachim Misham Heker. Okay, chametz of a goy, you make a mechitza asar tefachim because of heker. Heker meaning, so you don't come to eat it. V'im shel hek, d'shu eino, tzarech ma'itam yuzul d'liyin shemineh. Okay, same idea. Now the question is, why are you making this mechitza gvoa asara? Right, and here we have a difference, by the way. Why are you making mechitza gvoa asara? Let's just get the board. What does our Gemara say? You're making this mechitza goasar mishum heker. What does heker mean? I don't think there's two ways to explain what heker means. Heker means so that you remember not to eat it. As opposed to, het dish is mivdol b'dilimine. What about by your rabbi Yimatze? So, what about by your rabbi Yimatze? So, what are you going to say? What about by Rabbi Matze? Because you're not over on Chomet Shal Goy, because you have to make the Yerkemta. That's without Kabbalah Sachrayis. Okay, that is the opinion of most Rishonim. That's what Rashi says. Chamsa shel nachri and both gets over the law kibble of achrayis. The mortal shel self. Nobody Rabbi Matzah that achrayis. There's just a shemiyavo let achlo and therefore you need a hacker. That's the Rambam. Shita the Rambam clearly he has two halachos. He has a pair of halacha bays where he discusses without achrayis and halacha gimel we discuss it with achrayis and in the halacha without achrayis he sticks in. But you have to make a mechitzko asar so you won't eat it. That's my halava. That's the first day in the Ran, etc. So let's talk for a moment about this. What's the point of Mechitza Kova Sara? Mechitza Kova Asara. So one day it is that the Okinta and the tafkid, the function of the mechitza, Rashi, Rambam, who else did I say? The Ran, the Maram Chalava, not the only people in the world. The Okinta is Lo Kivel Alav Afrayis. And the function of mechitza is Heker, Shalo Yavo, okay, very simple. However, here's where it gets interesting. What does Reina Chananel say? Reina Chananel says, "The chomet shall nachri tzarich mechitza asar tefachim kidei sheyetzei mershus Yisrael legamri." He says nothing about. Shlo yovel achlo. He says that it leaves mershus Yisrael. Sounds like he's dealing with the daraisa. Of Bayirah Bayimatzeh. Why would he be dealing with the rice of Bayirah Bayimatzeh? Because Lechora, the Okimta might be. Again, this is not going to work at all for the funny Rashi, which may or may not have existed earlier. That's fine, we're not talking about Rashi anymore. Right? We're talking about all the other Shonim. We're talking about Kibbalah Bechrayis. And then if he's a Gemara Sara would be similar, as Rishonim mentioned, to what concept? Yichud Lobayis. Say that's Midin Yichud Lobayis, right? This is what the Meiri says. This is what the Magen Mishnah goes to the Ramban and the Iter. The Mashmas of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Meiri. Who did I say? The Magen Mishnah. They say, no, maybe this is going to be a case of Kibbalah Achrayis. This is going to be a case of Kibbalah Achrayis. And what's the point of the Mechitza? The point of the Mechitza is Midin Yichud Lobayis. So it'll be Yotzei Mershus HaYisrael Ligamrei. Okay, the question is, but doesn't say Mishal Hecker? Doesn't Hecker mean Shlo Yovel Achlo? So that's not really such a good question. First of all, theoretically, you could have said that no, it means a Hecker that it's the bias of a guy. Hecker, this is the space of a guy. Not Hecker is you remember not to eat it. Hecker is whose space it is, but also Mishal Hecker is not necessarily the right curse in the Gemara. How do I know Mishum Hecker is not the right gears in the Gemara? Okay, what's the second best way to find out what different your souls from the old days in the Gemara in the Gemara is? What's the second best way to find out what the options Yursas in the Gemara are? To look in the internet.
That's the
ref. Right. What's the best way? To figure out what the different Gersos in the Gemara were in the old days, look at the Rishonim, right? Rishonim had Gersos in the Gemara. So the truth is, the Rishonim didn't seem to have the word on Mishum Hecker here. For example, in the Rush says, and then in the brackets, the editor added Mishum Hecker. Okay, the method wasn't in the Rush, and they added, right? But the Rush didn't have the gears of Mishum Hecker. Likewise, the Riff here, the editor just took out the whole thing. the editor took out the whole thing because he found it was it's a different gears that wasn't there, but at least in the art gears of the Rith, it says, it doesn't have Mishum Hecker. So the simple shot is that a lot of Mishum didn't have Mishum Hecker. The simple shot is that Rabbi Chanan didn't have Mishum Hecker, and therefore it is not. You could stick Hecker into Yichud Bayis, but the simple shot is that it's not that we did Yichud Bayis. Oh, who cares about Yichud Bayis? What do you name a Chitza Gva Asara? Meaning, we're familiar with the rules of Dine Mamonos, right? If I want it to be your house instead of mine, what do I do? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, V'chulu. It's a lot more complicated than that, as we discuss. Chazaka, V'chashmishin, Chazaka, no, go for it. We could do Chalipin. Okay, yeah, there's all Dine Mamonos rules for how to make a payment on real estate. L'chur Mechitza Gvar Asar is not one of them. Unless you want to be nidchak to say, the mechitza gvar asar is the null god of parents, and you're doing it on his behalf, and you have to be mechadish that I can do a kinyan chazaka on your behalf to be koner for myself. Normally, there's many types of kinyan I can't do to be koner for myself. I can't do kinyan hakbah to be koner for myself. I can't do shichah to be koner for myself. I can't do chatzah to be koner for myself. Okay, maybe say I can do kinyan chazaka to be koner even on your behalf for myself. It's a little funny. But the simple shot is that how does it help? Either Bidochak, I really don't like it. But last time we discussed this, someone said it. Bidochak, you could say, Midin Na'al Gadar Uparatz. The reason I don't like it is because you want to rent your space to a guy through building a fence. He should have to build a fence, not you. It's a little perverse for me to build a fence, and that's the way you're calling it from me. You can tighten it, but it's weird. The simple shot is that what do we see from here? That since Maskar the Gemara, again, not reading any legend Rashi's, which the Achronim think exists and I think don't. I'm talking about every other Rishon in the world, right? Every Rishon who said, you know, if you don't say, then you're open to it, then people can make whatever they want out of you. Then you're talking about it. But every Rishon who said, Laura said, there's a heter. Even whether he says Tanya lo Tanya, if you're Miyachal the Bias, it's Mutter. Why? Because Bal Yimotze, what do you see from here? That the gender of Yichud Bayis does not depend purely on Dini Mamonos Schiras, but depends on whether it seems like my house or not. Right? This is a proof that the gender of Yichud Bayis and what's the Lashon Gemara? Matzoi Biyodcha. Taloi. Shemush. The low rock is Chiros al Pichosh and Mishpat. I think that's obviously the question of Adeludime that we see from here that Yichud Bayis doesn't depend who owns it in Chosh and Mishpat, depends on whose house it seems like, whether it's part of your living space or not part of your living space. Now, the reason I put rock in parentheses is because, and here the different we showed up in different ways, it could be that in order for it to be mutter, you need to rent it to him and have it not look like part of your living space. It could be just enough to have it not look like part of your living space. But either way, whether you also need a formal choshimish for rental or not, it needs to be not part of your living space. You need a hecker mechitza gvo asara. Okay, but I'm not going to chazun arrows that Rishash deals with. If you take this shot, then if the case of goy is kiblach rais, but still the case of hektish is also kiblach rais, and yet you don't need a mefitz gvo asara from where we're diving. There's no necessarily the hektish, which we already discussed previously. We're not going to chazur. I just, at the time, I said one of the two diukim that comes from is here. Now we've seen the diuk. What's the, just a technical issue, what works better for the derech of the rach and the Ramban and the Sefer Itra and the Meiri than for the derech of Rashi and the Rambam and the Ran and the Maram Chalava? It's two. Motze chametz, you make a kli. Chametz of a goy, you put mechitza gvah asara. What's easier, a kli or mechitza gvah asara? To put a overturn a pot over it or to build a mechitza? What's easier? Kli, obviously. So why are we more machmir requiring mechitza gvah asara? Why isn't a kli good enough? Right? Meaning, lama lo sagi kthias kli
right, so she'll guide.
So, according to who, is the answer very obvious? According to the Rebbe Hanan. Because motzei chametz beisu v'yantif, there's no heter v'yichud l'bayis, it's your chametz. There's no heter v'yichud l'bayis of your own chametz. Yichud l'bayis is for the guy's chametz. Right? Because that's pasha. Because in the case of motzei chametz, there's no din of yichud l'bayis, just shema yavo la'achlo. Ah, for shema yavo la'achlo, a kli is good enough. Right? Let's say a little better. A kli takes away the chash of shema yavo la'achlo, but you need a mechitza to accomplish yichud l'bayis. That's obvious. Meaning the two states of Yidden Rebbe are not talking about the same thing. One is talking about Shem Yavala Shem Yavala Achlo, a kli is good enough. But you don't see, you don't eat. Ha'ayin roa, v'alev chomedes, and etc. If the ayin's not roa, ayin yitzah hara sholiel, masha'ina bros. But over here, we're not talking about the Shem Yavala Achlo. We're talking about something much more serious, that Isser D'Oraisa of Gomer by Rabbi Matze of Kabbalah Zacharias, and for that you need Mechitz Gvasara. Okay, but according to Rashi of the Ime, they're both talking to Shemi Yabal Achlo. The Chamit Shal Gai is Shemi Yabal Achlo, and the Chamit says, Shal Motzkon Ziyat Shemi Yabal Achlo. Why, if there are two Shemi Yabal Achlos, is a Kli good enough in there? I call it a Rashi, not Rashi, two statements. Is a Kli good enough in the first statement, but a Kli's not good enough in the second statement, right? After all, both are chash shema yavala achlo. So why in one case is a kli good enough, and in the other case you need a mechitza? My question isn't why in one case a kli good enough, and in the other case you need a mechitza. Okay, someone want to answer? What does Rashi imply and all the other Rishonim say? What's the difference? Why is a kli good enough that, in the
can't
first...
make a mechitza on yom one day versus 7 days, and you can't make a mechitza on yom.
Okay, 1 day versus 7 days, and you can't, so Rashi actually says a few things, meaning there's enough for the answer. Says Rashi, maybe really you should always need to make a mechitza. But, the evidence is right, if you can't make a mechitza, that's taka and miserbona, right? So, says Rashi, there's plenty of it, basically there's plenty of answers, it's not hard. Asar lasos mechitza v'yantav, meaning, and a chanami, you should make a mechitza in the first case also. But you can, so you do what you can. Or, says Medi Bishonim, there's a difference, fias kli sagi l'shah. There's a difference between temporary and permanent. What do you mean permanent? Between a few hours and between the whole Pesach. In the Reisha, in the first statement, Motzei Chametz Yantav, as soon as you say Abdullah, you can avert it. It's just for a couple hours till Abdullah. For a couple hours till Abdullah, a Kli is good enough. But in the case of the guy, you're keeping it for the whole Pesach. You don't know when he's coming to me. He's probably not going to come pick it up till after Pesach. For the whole Pesach, you can't rely on a Kli. Why? Someone's going to kick the Kli, someone's going to pick up the Kli, someone's not going to realize. For the whole Pesach, a Kli is not good enough. But for a few, one afternoon, a Kli is good enough. Or in the case of the Mishnah, there's another answer, meaning there's enough technical answers. That it's really not hard, says the Kesef Mishnah. He adds an answer. He also brings down this answer. He says that, no, it depends if there's a lot or a little. For a little chametz, a kli is good enough. But for a lot of chametz, you need mechitza gvasara. And when you find chametz, you're answering, yeah, that's mistal, it's a little. How much do you find? But if you're going to find, 8 cartons? I mean, where are you until now? No, you find one pretzel. For one pretzel, kli is good enough. But I'm like, guy, he has a whole pile of chametz. For a whole pile of chametz to cover with a kli is good enough. For that, you need a mechitza. He says, no, it depends. The kamos, chametz, depends how much you have. Okay, so there are many technical distinctions. You could say you always need a mechitza on yantif. The best you could do is a kli. You could say for a short while you need a kli. For a long time, you need a mechitza. You could say for a small amount, you need a kli. For a long amount, you need a mechitza. But that all these answers are assuming you're talking about the same inyan. You're talking about Shemiyah Lachlo. for a Rebbeinu Chanan to leave, you're talking about two totally different things. One of them should be on Vlach Lov, so just cover it. And it's our Shalit Amasha Inu Dros. The other is talking about Yechel Obayis, whose house it is. Whose house it is doesn't depend on Kli. Whose house it is, you need a Mechitza to demarcate the house. Then it's very Pashut why it's different. I'll point out that, just give me a second, the Ritva and the Ran Bashim Acherem take a compromise Shita. They take a compromise shita, and they say that, by the way, according to this derech, then the segue to hekdesh is a bit of a segue. Meaning, and if it's in hekdesh, you don't need a mechitza because you're migdol b'tili. It's like skipping. If it's in hekdesh, there's no problem by Rabbi Matze. And if you're then going to say, what about eating it? Don't worry, migdol b'tili. Meaning, according to this, they say both. They say either way. Says either way, if it's low kibel, or if it's kibel. If it's low kibel achrayas, then it's a heker shadlo yavo laachlo. If it's kibel achrayas, it's yichel labayas, and heker shadlo yavo laachlo. Meaning they say both shatim are true. They say both shatim are true. That's not, notice what the Meiri says, no, if it's not kibel achrayas, a kli is good enough. Right? You know, but chamed shall goy shall go keep a love of Achrayas. Nagi fias kli according to them, right? You only need a mechitza for yichud obayis. Kli is good enough shem yavlach. He said no. A you need mechitza for shem yavlach. B you need mechitza for yichud obayis, and you have to say, you know, say one of the three and above. Okay, so these are the three shots in our Gemara. I just want to add one speculation, which perhaps an idle speculation, or an empty speculation. I never know exactly what to do with this. Now all of a sudden the Rav we've seen a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The mechitza gvo asara is not for shem yavul achlo. It's midoraisa, yichud obayis. It counteracts either way. Either it's midoraisa or it's both shemir yavul achlo and doraisa, depending on the circumstances. Can we go back and say that about the kfiyas kli? Can you say that the kfiyas kli is doraisa and not just shemir yavul achlo? Meaning, theoretically, in terms of reading to the words, you can. If you're reading to these words, then you can read those words doraisa also. But mehechi tesi, if it's your chametz, kfiyas kli helps me doraisa. So here, I'm not sure what to think. If you look in the piyot, if you open the back of your Artscroll Center or the Makoros sheet, and you look in the piyot of Rav Yosef Tobel, right, there are two main piyotim that were said, Ad Hayom Hazeh, in the Artscroll, they say, Elokei Ruchos Chol Basar, right, Elokei Ruchos Chol Basar, Chol Vian Basar, Vitzivam Bitzav Musa, Livda Chameitz Be Arba Asar, right, that's how you start with Chol Basar, right, you want to start from the beginning of the sentence. Okay, and again, we have that long piyot for Shulim Falez, and Tosos quotes it throughout the Masechet and the Aflam, and he quotes it about kashering knives, meaning this is considered a halachic work of Rishonim, which is why Rishonim Falez wrote a 20-page paper on it. I was just, David Roth was by yesterday, and he told me that by the Yekas Taka, they don't say Rabbi Yosef Elmos Piyot, they say a more ancient Piyot called Adar Dar Masuchim, which also was taken very seriously. There are many Pirushim that Rishonim wrote on Adar Dar Masuchim, but they didn't publish them all. With copious footnotes. In any case, right, they took these feuds very seriously. Whenever the Paitan says something, you pass it at la halacha. How do you pass la halacha? You take it as a sheet of an early Rishon la halacha. The question is, when the Paitan doesn't say anything, he just sort of implies something. Then, do you take it seriously? Or do you say, no, it's poetic license. After all, he had a meter, he had a rhyme, you know, there's like, you know, the things he says explicitly are his halachas. And Tosus all over Shas takes Piyut seriously, right? Remember the beginning of Makkos, right? Where Meir Tam says, "Ah, the Piyut for Shavuos of Zman Eser Kesef Ki Alvenu B'Chatzi Yom of Yazvenu." Rabbi Tam was Magia, because he passed like Rabbi instead of Shmuel, the Lo B'Mishpah B'Chatzi Yom of Yazvenu. The Chuli. The question is like not the Pesach, the hints of the word. How seriously do you take them? I'm not sure. Maybe we shouldn't take them seriously. Maybe we should. But if you look interestingly in the period, I'll care what's called Basar. What does it say here? Motze chametz pesos of beis so kofal of kli b'li ro so v'im shel hekdesh yuein tzarch lechaso so l'fi shibadei lim me oso. Okay, nice rhyme. right? What's the second line? Kofel of Kli Beliro. Now, Beliro, so, okay, that was a rhyme scheme. But, of course, what does that word remind us of? Ba'yira, right? If you're learning Ba'yira. Something, you can't help but run it. So the question is, what did he mean by Beliro, so? Did he mean to avoid Ba'yira? Or did he just mean you won't see it? You know, it's a nice way of making the rhyme scheme. Maybe Shemir Dabla Achlo, and like Bednarsh just said a few times, Angi Tahar Sholay Telebun Ashina Rolos. So I'm not sure, but could it be that he meant to say Kofa Lov Kli to get you out of Balye Raya? Since when does Kfias Kli get you out of Balye Raya? So the answer is, after all, don't we know Bal Yachmin, right? And Saor Saor, Bain Bebayas, Bain Bigfulim, Bal Yachmin. So maybe you could say, I know I'm going out on a limb, and I mean, you know, no reverence. I'm not answering any questions. Just bringing up a possibility that, remember, there are three dias in Rabbeinu David about the relationship between Ba'yira and Ba'yira Matze. Isn't that you're always violating both Ba'yira and Ba'yira Matze? Or that in houses, you're also always violating two lav, and in yards, backyards, you only violate one lav? Or in visible chametz, you violate two lav, Ba'yira and Ba'yira Matze. In covered chametz, it applies in all places, but you only violate Ba'yira Matze, not Ba'yira. Maybe Rav Yosef Devel is saying here is that by covering it, not only a Darabana. No, he's pulling a Rach on the previous statement. Covering a Daraisa, it takes that from two lav to one. We know Hemida Devrayna. Hemida Devrayna, you're not allowed to be Talmud, so you have to violate the lav. But if you could violate one lav, why would you violate two lav? Hemida Devrayna, the Mokka Balyi Matze. But the Mokka Balyi Matze is an easy solution. Just cover a plea. Also, so Yesh La'ayin now in a parallel fashion. You can make a parallel hakira in Fias Kli. Do you say the Pashtos in Per Dirabanan Shema Yavo Le'achlo? Or maybe the Kavana of Rav Yosef Tovelim, right? Rav Yosef Tovelim, right? How do you say Tovelim in French? Feel? Right, Yosef Manfil, so it was fine. Elam is filial, like filial, right? Kid. Rav Yosef, so Elam, you could say, no, Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa. It is, takes away Al Yiroe, even though it's still Bal Yimotse. Which works according to, if I recall correctly, the first, I was talking about the order, the first of the 3 days of the Dovid on Daf Hey Amid Beis. Like the first day in Rabbeinu Dovid. Hey Amid Beis. So we say that believer also, even the Kfias Kli works with Daraisa. It can't be. Daraisa, but it could be half a hetter daraisa. And me did rain muffin what you must say, but there's a way to avoid by your brother by being matman. Once you're matman, you've taken it down from two lav to one, so it's worthwhile.
Rabbi, I have a serious question.
Hold on 1 second, yeah. No, I'm just saying that what Rabbi Yochanan does here, maybe Yosef Tovelim did there. Yeah. Joel, what was your serious problem with me? One of us lost our connectivity. Okay, Minashamayim. Whatever it was, you were wrong. Okay. That's all we have to say, and now I think we're ready to move.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Is it obvious that Rabbi Nochananel is talking about a case where Kibel Lava Chayut?
It's not obvious, but I can't think of another good explanation. Why is Yotzeh Rishonel Kray?
Rabbi Yechidish, it says not Kadesh Shed Semir Shur Yisrael, it says Kadesh Shed Semir Shur Yisrael Lagamre, meaning Midrabanon, even though it's in your house and you were not Mekabel Achrayut.
You're not Mekabel Achrayut. Until you get out of your Rishus Lagamre. So could it be that Rabbi Yechidish didn't mean about these other Rishonim men that I'm associating with him?
That's why. Just like Rishon Esverad say that Midrabanan, even chametz that's not in your house,
right.
You have to get rid of.
Okay, the answer is yes, it could be. And you know what? If all the other Rishonim were not, many other Rishonim were not explicit, then I would say I'm nervous to build too much on Rabbeinu Hananel because I'm not sure. So it could be. But given that so many other Rishonim say the Shita, and then you see Rabbeinu Hananel says it, I think it's reasonable to put two and two together. Not mochrich, but reasonable. But I hear the tiny. It could be. It definitely could be. Okay. Let's go Vayikra. Yes, Tzvi and then Vayikra. How does that have to do with Kofel of Kli Dliro? So, you Kofel of Kli, so you don't see it.
Yeah, because that's eventually going to be implied by Ira. And the same thing in the reset. Once you're involved in it now, I mean, Kofel of Kli is now being involved in it. And now,
you mean like as a start of the Tikkun?
Right. This is the involvement that you have to have.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay, I hear the Taina. That's a Kiddush. I hear the Taina. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, right? Basically, we're going to be for a long time in Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav's here. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, HaMefarish VaYotzim Shayara, if you go out to sea or in a caravan in the desert, Kodim Shloshim Yom, right, all the Rishonim make the deal here with that. If you go on a small day trip, then obviously no one's high of anything. Whatever, you're coming home soon. This doesn't matter if you go on a trip where you're not sure how long it'll take till you get home, right, on a long trip. So I'm a far Zakutavar. If it's before 30 days before Pesach, before Purim, then you don't have to get rid of your chametz. Tosh Shloshim Tzarklavar. It's after Purim. Within 30 days, you have to. Okay, why 30 days? The Gemara will explain later. For Sholem V'Dorshim, the Elchus of Pesach, Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. So we learn from the Chumash that for 30 days before Pesach, you have to learn Elchus Pesach. Okay, and therefore some of them are more responsible. Right, since 30 days you have to learn Hilchos Pesach, means you have to think about preparing for Pesach, as the Lashon of Rashi is. Now already you have to be thinking about preparing for Pesach, and therefore you have to get rid of your chametz. Amar Abayi Hadar Matok Shloshim Yom Zok Levar Lo Amar L'Shadai To Lachzer. Well, Ein Dai To Lachzer Yom Zok Levar. When do you have to be a Vayar within 30 days? Only if it's Dai To Lachzer. What is Dai To Lachzer? Let's say, or at the very least, it means you're coming home during Pesach, like Rashi. If you're coming home during Pesach, then it's a problem. So when you get home, you'll find the chametz. But if you're not going home until after Pesach, that's no problem. However, what is Avi's very makel? He says, even within 30 days, you don't have to worry about something that's going to be a fundamental chashash iser d'oraisa. Says Rava, though. Rava says the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. Amali Rav, he died to last week with a Shonanami. If you're talking about a Shash Isser Dereisa of some sort, you know, exactly what the Shem Yabal Achlo, the Shem Yabal Debal Yali Matzeh, whatever it may be, no. Then you always have to worry about that. But they think that very fundamental. Because your Rav says, within 30 days, you have to worry about the future. Before 30 days, even if something really, really usher might happen, you don't have to worry about it more than 30 days. Torah did not require us to be Rosh Hanolad more than 30 days, and even the 30 days not only be Pesach to show the Darshan. If it's not Pesach, maybe it's even less than 30 days. You don't have to be Rosh Hanolad to avoid Averos. Rava says, no, that's ridiculous. Of course you have to be Rosh Hanolad, no matter when, even for Shoshana, even from any time. Elomar Rava, Hadar Makotum Shoshim Yom Zaka Levar, Lo Amr Elshin Dai To Lachzer. Both Dai To Lachzer, Afilu Mir Shoshana Zaka Levar. No, that's only if. Ain't Dai To Lachzer. Dai To Lachzer, you're going to come home to find chametz on Pesach, which is a big halachic problem, no matter when you leave. You always have to be Rosh Hanolad. Here we're talking about, ain't Dai To Lachzer, you're not coming home till after Pesach. If you don't come home till after Pesach, what's the big deal? What's going to happen so terrible? Nothing terrible is going to happen. Then there's only to be within 30 days, not after 30 days. Not before 30 days. Okay, I realize
that. Rabbi, how does that work with Shutaran? Neder on Shabbos.
That is a great question. After all, don't we say here, doesn't he say you never have to prepare in advance, right? And he's the diet, that you never have to prepare in advance. So how come here everyone agrees that there's some degree of chiyuv to prepare in advance? The simple shot is that maybe the Quran is talking about midah. Midah oraisa, or when you make a neder, when the rabbanim never goes around this particular case, there's no chiyuv to prepare in advance. Here we're talking about maybe this all our whole sugya is midah rabbanan. Midrabanan, how far do they require you to prepare in advance? That would, I think, be the answer for the run. I think maybe there's something else, but that's what I was thinking. V'azer Rav Latame, the Amar Rav also based on Otsar, similar case. Now that you go away, but your chametz gets buried, you make your house into a silo and bury whatever's on the floor. And there's some might be chametz on the floor. Kodesh Shloshim Yom Zok Levar, Tov Shloshim Yom Zok Levar, Kodesh Shloshim Yom Nami, the Amar Shei Dai to Lefanoso, which the equivalent of the Plach, so Rav Dai to Lefanoso. If you're going to empty the silo, then it's like re-encountering your chametz. If you look Kodesh Shloshim Yom Nami, Zok Levar. Okay, end of this part of the sukkah. Now, first of all, there's a technical issue we have to figure out. What is Dai to Lachzer? What is not Dai to Lachzer? Like, just technically, what's the case? I think one thing is very clear. Not all the Rishonim discuss Dai to Lachzer Tov Pesach, but I can assume that all Rishonim agree about like all Rishonim agree about two things: Dai to Lachzer Tov Pesach and Dai to Lachzer Tov Pesach and Dai to Lachzer Achar Pesach, right? In the Bafli, clearly, in Dai to Lachzer, everyone agrees, seems to agree, means at least primarily till after Pesach. So I think everyone agrees about this case. What about Dai to Lachzer Achar HaPesach? That's called in Dai to Lachzer, right? In most of the Bafli, we're only going to deal with Rava now. Let's look at Rava. That's very clear. Toch Lamed Zokot Levayer. Kodem Lamed, Ein Zokot Levayer. What about Dai to Lachzer Tov Pesach? What about Dai to Lachzer Tov Pesach? So that's Dai to Lachzer. You come back in the middle of Pesach. Like, it doesn't get worse than that. Now, everyone agrees, Pashut, that Bein Tov Shloshim, Bein Kodem Shloshim, Zokos Levayer. The machlokas you're showing him is what, and this I think the very technical machlokas you're showing him is what about Dai to Lachzer Kodem Pesach? On the one hand, this is no problem at all. This should be the most, maybe this is very makeup. Because if you're coming back before Pesach, you'll just take care of it later. And you want to, if you're coming back after Pesach, you won't have a chance to do. Burn your chametz, you'll have a problem. If you're coming during Pesach, you'll have an even bigger problem. If you're coming back before Pesach, then there's no gzeira at all. It's like you'll take care of it when you come home. On the other hand, maybe you'll be delayed and come home late. And if you're delayed and you come home late, then you'll come home on Pesach, and it'll be as bad as coming home in the middle of Pesach. So this is a big machlokas Rishonim. It just seems to be a technical machlokas. Are we choshes for delays or not? I don't know. Pesach. My experience in life, I would have been no to Lahachmir. You know, I've learned that lesson many times over. But okay, you know, it's a question of how much the Rabbanu goes here. And here, there are three opinions about it. What are the three opinions? Let's call one opinion the Rambam. What does the Rambam say about if you plan to come home beforehand? What does the Rambam define that as? Says the Rambam. Yes, the Rambam says that's what the Gemara meant by Dai to Lachzer. What does Dai to Lachzer mean? During Pesach? The Rambam says the Gemara not talking about during Pesach. We can obviously deduce a call she gave for during Pesach. The Gemara not talking about during Pesach. Who comes home during Pesach? You either come home before or after. And that's how the Rambam teaches our Gemara, says the Rambam. In Dai to Lachzer, Kodma Pesach. Then you have to. Then ain't Dai to Lachzer not. So says the Rambam, this is called Dai to Lachzer. And therefore, Ein Toch Lamed, Lamed, Zokum Tlevayer. Why? Because as he says, we're afraid you'll get delayed. Shema Yachzer Pesach Ben Ashvashas V'lo Yelo Nai Levar. Maybe you'll get delayed. You never know if you'll be late. If you're planning to go after Pesach, then people usually don't come home earlier. But if you're planning to come home earlier, you might get delayed. That is the Rambam. The radically opposite approach is who agrees with the Rambam, the Meiri. I don't know who's on the Makorah sheet, but this is the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Me'iri, this is the Sheltos, this is the Smack. Okay, maybe the Me'iri was on the Koshi, right? Rabbi David, even though he admits that the Yerushalmi disagrees, he has a radically different approach. Says Rabbi David, this is neither case in the Gemara. This is not Daito Lachter, this is not in Daito Lachter. Daito Lachter is during Pesach, that's a problem. Big problem, you're coming home with coming to Pesach. In Daito Lachter, but you're not coming until after Pesach. Small problem. Wherever you are, you will have come into your house on Pesach and won't be able to do anything about it. If you're coming home before Pesach, that's not a problem, that's not even in our sugya. Why would we think you come home late? The Vad, you'll come home on time. And therefore, you'll take care of it later. He says, I don't know. And what if I go to work in the morning? And it's the Shushan Purim, I go to work in the morning. I have to be a fire because I leave my house in 30 days? No. I'm going to take care of it. He says, Bang Toch Lamed, Bang Ma'achar Lamed, Ein Zokot Leva'er. He admits the Yerushalmi disagrees. He says, we only have the Bavli. He brings out all three deals. Seems we cannot go to Kodesh. But he himself is the only one who, the only Rishon, I think, who paskins this way, Das Yochid, that we don't worry about coming home late. And what do many Rishonim say? Rabbi Nadav points out this Mukhra and Yerushalmi, and this the Ritva, the Maram Chalava. I think what it sounds like, from Rashi, but he's not so explicit. This is the first, this is, you know, the Ran in his first day of what he himself seems to hold. So, what are we going to put here? Who's on the Makor sheet? Rashi, Rabbi David, Rambam. Oh, Maram Chalava was pretty close, right? Maram Chalava and the Ritva and the Ran, right? And whoever else, the Ode. Notice the Shogun Rabbi brings in two days, one and three. Two is Das Yachid. What if they say? That no, this is called Ein Daito Lachzer. It's called Ein Daito Lachzer. This is called Ein Daito Lachzer. It's not as Das to come home during Pesach. It's not as Das to come home during Pesach. And if it's not as Das to come home during Pesach, then it depends when you leave. And what's the din? Toch Lamed. Sokov Levaer. Lifne Kodem Shloshim. Buddy, hold on. I didn't mean Lachar. Sorry. That's it. Correct. Okay, so 3 days, what to do with someone who plans to go home first, they plan to go home before Pesach. I admit it is a sort of funny situation. Are we choshish for delay? If you're going home on Pesach, we know it's a problem. If you're going home after Pesach, we know it's a problem, but a different problem. Not that you will encounter chametz, but that there will be chametz in your house. If you're going before Pesach, the question is, are we choshish for delays or not? Here we have 3 days. Rabbi David is not choshish for delays at all. The Rambam, Rabbi David is not choshish for delays. At all, the Rambam is totally choshesh for delays, and the Maram Chalava and some of the Rishonei Svara, meaning the Midrash Ramban, Rishonei Catalonia, are saying, well, we're a little choshesh. You know, within 30 days we have to worry about this. Before 30 days, we do not. Okay, that is. I don't really have more to say. I don't really have more to say about that. Now let's talk about something a little more fundamental, which is, what is the problem if you're going to come home Daito Lachzer? Daito Lachzer, at the very least, a problem for you, Daito Lachzer during Pesach. And even those who say it's a problem Daito Lachzer before Pesach, it's because it might turn into Daito Lachzer on Pesach, right? So basically, the biggest problem is, the smaller problem is Daito Lachzer after Pesach. That's Ein Daito Lachzer. The biggest problem is Daito Lachzer during Pesach, which some Rishonim say before Pesach can turn into Pesach. So, What is the problem? Right? What does Rava say? Rava says, Edai to Lasker, Afilim or Shananam. Right? Says Rava. Edai to Lasker, Afilim or Shashana. Right? What is the problem? So, here we have machlokas, a lopsided, I admit, machlokas rishonim. What is taka the problem if you're chozer during Pesach? Now, I know, without answering my question, you'll say, the problem of chozer during Pesach is you come home and you're with chametz on Pesach. Yes, but what halachic problem is that? So, what are the two deos? In the rishonim here? Zerah Shema Yochel, that's the majority or minority deal? It's not fair for me to ask you because, you know, maybe if you read this on the Makor sheet, you don't know what the majority of Shema say. That is almost all Rishonim, right? You read this in the Sharan, Tosa Rosh is the same thing, right? The majority opinion of most Rishonim, the Tosas Rosh and the Ran and the Ritz and the Ram Chalava and Rov Rishonim, here we have the Ran and the Tosas Rosh on our Makor sheet. Right, says the Ran and the Tosos Rush and Rove Shonen. The problem is Zera Shema Yavo La'achlo. Then we understand why it makes a difference if you go home or not. If you don't come home during Pesach, there's no Zera Shema Yavo La'achlo. If you're still in India during Pesach, you can't possibly eat the chametz, which you have at home in Tveria. But if you're going to come home, you might show up to a house full of chametz, and you might eat it. I looked around. I didn't find anyone who said it was Davka. It would be fascinating, but I couldn't find anyone who said it was Davka. And Mispar, it's hard to imagine why it would be Davka. If someone said it, when you're trying to come up with a... I love this, but Pash just loved Avka. Technically, I'll say if he leaves right after Pesach, the Makim Shein Machnis Mocham, etc. No, let's say he stays for 3 days after Pesach, has pizza, has donuts, etc., and then leaves. And he's planning to come back. This is Pesach. He's a rich guy. He has, you know, not just two apartments. You know, he has 8 apartments, right? One of them is only for Pesach, one of them is only for Sukkot, one of them is only for Shavuos, one of them is only for Labor Day, whatever it may be. This is Pesach apartment. He's leaving on, you know, Chaf Zayin Nisan, Chaf Dalet Nisan, whatever it may be, and he's coming back next year on Yud Gimel. So if he's leaving, does he have to do a Bedika according to the Rambam? After all, the Rambam is the first day in Shulchan Aruch. If he's leaving, should he have to do a Bedika because it's Daito Machzer? The simple pshat is yes. Simple pshat is yes. He should, yeah. No, I'm saying that's why I made him leave on Chavdalet. He already, after Pesach, managed to drink beer and eat pizza and have donuts, etc. Pashas, yes. Now, again, how common is that? It doesn't have to be your scenario. What if it's his Florida apartment? And he goes a few times a year. His last visit was January, Yeshiva week. Right? When he leaves after January, does he have to do Bedika? Because he's leaving his house before Pesach. And he's Daito Lachzor before Pesach. According to the Rav. Here's the tricky part, though. Here's the tricky part. Actually, I take it back. I think not. And I'm not going to find the answer in the Shulchan Aruch. I realize I'm not going to find the answer in the Shulchan Aruch. Because it could be that.
Well, how much is Kozen Pesach?
No, that's not the issue. That's not. It just could be like this. Nirlani is daiti, even though I don't say it. People didn't have vacation apartments in the days of the Rambam or the Gemara. Even the Achronim, when the Magen Avraham says the Beis HaChoref, the Tanner Beis HaChoref was not your winter house. It was the room of your house which you kept warm during the winter because you couldn't afford to keep all your rooms warm during the winter. The Rambam's talking about a guy with one house who's going on a boat. One house going on a boat. Let's say I plan to come home before Pesach. I might get delayed and come on Pesach, so you don't know when the boat will show up. I don't think that would apply to a vacation house. But I plan to go to the... What's the Rambam's whole problem? You might get delayed and come home on Pesach. If you're on a boat, you get delayed. Boat docks on Pesach. What are you supposed to do? Go home. Over here, it's a vacation apartment. What do you mean? I might get delayed getting to my vacation apartment and not get there till Pesach. If there's no flights to Florida, then I'll stay home for Pesach, or I'll go to my other apartment for Pesach. Like, it's just like the Rambam's chash might only be if it's your only house and you're coming in off a boat or off a caravan in the desert that you might end up coming home on Yontif. But it's a vacation apartment. What do you mean if I'm delayed? Well, I'm delayed. All of a sudden, there's no they shut the airlines down because of COVID. So I'm not gonna then get to my apartment in Miami late for Pesach. Just to stay home for Pesach because I have another house. So it could be the Rambam wouldn't say it if I'm in my other house. Right? So nearly is the idea I'd be making. You're saying, what if I plan to fly in and get there just in time? Tak, it's still not crazy. I'm a busy businessman, right? I don't have a lot of time to spare. I have a lot of work. I'm planning to land just in time for Pesach. No, just not to Bdika. I might get delayed, and I might land late. Okay, yesh lion. You know what? Yesh lion. Let's say yesh lion. Although still, and lemaisa I'd be no to lahakel, because let's be realistic. We don't live in the days of the Rambam anymore. And what would happen if I was still planning to make it to Miami for Pesach, and I was going to get there late? I would call someone who has my key and say, find a teenager, give him $30, and have him clean my apartment. You know what I mean? Or... you know, do batika or whatever, or hire a cleaning crew and pay them $200 and do a thorough cleaning. Meaning, I still think that the chashash, meaning, if we're doing after Pesach, that's a fundamental question. You are not going to clean your chametz till after Pesach, that's your plan. Even nowadays, you wonder if I'm going to hire someone to clean it. Okay. If you're talking about during Pesach. But the whole Rambam, I'd be a little less noted to worry about nowadays, just because, besides, they give you another house, you have modern communication, you can always call someone and tell them to take care of it for you. Yeah, you might forget. All right. Lamaisa, given it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch anyway, halacha lamaisa, I'm not sure what to say. I'm not, even the Rambam might be makel in the circumstances. But theoretically, yes. Okay, Viker. Now, this is what most Rishonim say. They're all rejecting. Who are they all rejecting? They're all rejecting Rashi. Says Rashi, Rashi is very clear that the problem is not Shemi Yavala Achlo. Rashi, some of the Achronim point out, it's Shitase. Many Rishonim said in the beginning of Sechet, Orl Arbasar Bodkins, Chamish Shem Yavala Achlo. Even if it's not Orl Arbasar Bodkins, Chamish Shem Yavala Achlo. Rashi did not say Shem Yavala Achlo. So Rashi says very clearly, Ukshara Ohu over a love, right? Again, I apologize, Lazar, we mentioned this. Rashi says, Rashi, no, the problem is Vayir Ra'eh and Bal Yimotze. That's the problem, Vayir Ra'eh Bal Yimotze. You might come home and find Vayir Ra'eh Bal Yimotze, and the Me'iri is the one Shita who leans a little bit towards Rashi. Almost no one says anything at all similar to Rashi. Really, all the Rishonim agree. Even before the Rishonim, the Sheltos is Mefurish like the Ran and the Tosus Rush. Just the Meiri and the Rabbi Yonos and Melunel say the exact same thing. So I didn't put the Rabbi Yonos and Melunel, which is a little obscure, of course. Says the Meiri both. He says, there's two problems. Shema Yavala Achlo. You might violate Bar Yavala Yimotze, or you might eat it. Okay, so the Meiri says both, but he's still on Rashi's side. There is a Bar Yavala Yimotze problem. Of course, the question is, if you say, what's the obvious question? What's the problem? And why is it only a problem if you're chozer? So, that's poshut. Why is the only problem your chozer? If you're not chozer and you stay in the ocean, then you can't eat the chametz that's in your house. For Rashi, that's the obvious problem. Why is it only a problem if you are chozer? And here's where we have this very radical shitas yachin of Rashi here, which everyone else rejected. Why is it only a problem if you're chozer? After all, by Rabbi Motzei, should be bein chozer, bein lo chozer. Ah, why aren't they worried about what Rabbi Motzei said? They all that. And there's no problem of by Rabbi Motzei because you are mevatel wherever you are. Obviously you're mevatel. What's the big deal? Meaning, who cares if you're on a boat? Who cares if you're in the desert? Oh, you're not mevatel. The only problem is showing up lachlo, and that's the only problem with your clothes there. But what are Rashi by Rabbi Motzei? L'chor by Rabbi Motzei is that you were mevatel. Otherwise, what's what? Not l'chor. Rashi says, you'll come home too late to mevatel. So, why is it only a problem if you come home? If it's too late to mevatel, it should be a problem everywhere, right? So, why is there no by Rabbi Motzei if you stay at sea, right? If you stay in the ocean, why is there by Rabbi Motzei according to Rashi? And the Meiri, so here Rashi and the Meiri have two different approaches. The Meiri says, I'm not going to be so radical. He says, I'm going to say a slightly different shot than everyone else, but I'm going to take both shots, their shot and Rashi's shot. And I'm going to explain, it says the Meiri, with a very logical explanation. Okay, you can like it, not like the psychology, but the lumdus is not Mechudish whatsoever. He says, of course you have to be in Vata wherever you are. But if you're still at sea, right, you're in the ocean while you're, you know, Pesach is coming, right? Meaning you're going to stop eating chametz, you're going to start eating matzah, you're going to keep track of the calendar somehow. How do you keep track of the calendar? I don't know, you look at the moon and you keep faking the yoma, whatever you do. Eventually they had a fixed calendar and maybe you just checked with a really, really smart guy who knew a lot of math before you left. But of course you have to do, of course you do bit to get out by your own matzah. So why is it worse if you're closer? Because if you're at sea, this is like classic psychology. It's not a good psychology, I think. If you're at sea, you're like, well, I have to be mevatel before yontif. If you're on your way home, you're like, oh, I'll take care of everything when I get home. Right? You're going to be torahed with getting home. It's very pressured that you want to make it home by the deadline. Anyone ever try to make it like you're driving something you want to make it by Shabbos? You're very torahed. By Pesach, you're probably even more torahed. Right? And you push everything off till you get home, and then maybe you'll forget to do bittul because you were pushing off till you get home, and then even though you should have said, I'm not going to make it, let me say it now, you know, again, if the guy knows he's davening 9 o'clock chakras, right, he's going to say Kriya Shema Bismano. The guy who's davening at the 8:30, then he say, well, we'll make it a shul, I'll keep track of my watch, and then you forget to keep track of your watch, and you end up missing out Kriya Shema, right? That's exactly this case of the Meiri. So it says the Meiri because you're mevatel, but if you're almost home, you might forget bittul. Okay. That's not a chiddush in lumdos. It's only a chiddush in psychology. And the truth is, the more I think about it, the more I say it's not even such a chiddush in psychology. It's pretty decent psychology. Rashi, of course, says something very radical here. Says Rashi, what are the three magic words in Rashi? Why is it only a problem if you're chozer? Because shera'ahu, shebro'ehu, I mean, he said shera'ahu over aleha. Exactly. That's what Rashi says. Ukesheraahu. Over aleha means, what does he mean to say? As long as you're far away, there's nobody around by you might say, even without bittul. Even without bittul, there's no only when you see it, then there's by you around by you might say. That's what Rashi says. Very similar to what Rashi says, at least in the printed Gersa. In Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, right? Mitzanalev lo'overlev v'yiro'eh. The problem, everyone asked the Rashi, Tosfos Rosh had this lashon, maybe the Shemayim is slightly different lashon, but very similar. What do you mean? Even if you don't see it, you're valid by Rabbi Motzei. That's Balyam. right? I don't care if it's one lav, two lavs, et cetera, et cetera. It's an issue d'oraisa, right? Who cares? Who really cares if it's one lav or two lav, right? That's where Docha, the other girsa, enough to follow an aleph. An issue d'oraisa is an issue d'oraisa. So that's the big question is, what do you do with Rashi? How could it be that when you're far away and you don't see it, there's no Bayer Rabbi Motzei? That's what all the Achronim asked, and we mentioned this once. The Maharsha is very nitchak here. The Maharsha, it's brilliant on the one hand. The Maharsha did not have a copy of the Meiri, and he was based on the Chavit to the whole Meiri. There are Yosef Lunel said the same thing, but he certainly didn't have a copy of Yosef Lunel. He has a Chavit on his own. He said, Rashi meant like the Meiri. It's brilliant, except for one thing, that it's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, Shara'ahu over love, and it doesn't explain the most important words in Rashi. So the Maharsham leading Tzarchion, I have to say, he says Rashi didn't mean what he said, he really meant to be eerie, but that's not super acceptable. The Bach said something also a little dachuk. Said the Bach, when you leave for a long time, the stomach of the mice come and eat all the chametz. Therefore, until you see it, there's no avera, because you can rely on the rov and the chazaka that there is no chametz. Okay, I hear that shot. You assume there's no chametz. There's no avera if you're assuming there's no chametz until you see it, and then you realize there is chametz, and then it's an avera. But I think that's still reading a lot into Rashi, big assumption. Whenever I go away, I assume all the chametz in my house is gone. The Pashup shot is, we said something along the lines of the Maharshal, right? The Maharshal makes a certain okenta. What do you have to say? You have to say this is a chiddush. And Bayurabai Matze, chiddush and Bayurabai Matze, I've said the Maharshal, he says it's talking about in Yodua. Right? There's a big machlokas here. It could be the Rishalmis discussed this, could be not. Is it that you know you have chametz, or that you just haven't checked and you might have chametz? Says the Maharshal, it's suffic chametz. You just didn't check. Zokhi Lavar doesn't mean to be a var, something that's standing there staring you in the face. Zokhi Lavar means to check your house. So, and what does it say? Chametz in Yodua lo offer a love, which is not so radical. That's just the sheet of Tosus and Chaval from an Aleph, meaning the other Rishonim don't agree. How do I know the other Rishonim don't agree? Because when David wants to explain why Vika's good enough, he says, actually, even if you miss something, we'll knit the Torah of Melech HaSharis. And the Maharal Chalava says a similar thing, and the Ran says, actually, we'll line a Chazak, etc. They don't say, because if you don't know where it is, it's Be'etzen, not by your Rabbi Matzei. Okay, but Tosus holds, if you don't know where it is, Be'etzen, not by your Rabbi Matzei, says the Maharshal, it's the Hector of Chomichin Yodua. Therefore, and if you don't, he just says, make it Okemta. The Okemta is, you don't know you're going to come into your house. You just didn't check. Okay, so what's the Chiddush? Says the Maharshal. And Shira'ahu means when you know it exists. Keshitas Tosfos, Dachav Aleph, De'ain, Bayura Baymatze, Bechamit, She'eno Yodua, and he just makes an Okimta. Is that Aina Yodea Sheyesh Vadai Chametz Beveso? Okay, that is, you know, that is certainly the right direction in Rashi. It's a Chiddush by Rabbi Matzei. You could say, if you want, maybe a bigger Chiddush than the Maharshal. The truth is, I actually saw in an obscure Rishon, you know the Torah's Rishonim Sefer? The center of Cook, that's sort of brown, not sure what to call that kind of brown. Light brown. What's the word for it? Anyone here know colors?
Orangish.
Yeah, it's an orange. It's probably one of these words that I don't know what it is. Let's call it a crew or something for now. Then he quotes from something called Medrash Seichel Tov. The Medrash Seichel Tov is one of the many works written by the Rishonim that collect Midrashim Chazal and add their own material. In the Medrash Seichel Tov, it says, because you were very far away from your chametz, that's not by your own by Motzei, because it's too far away to see, and this is the part he says, Muslim, it's not Motzei to you. So maybe the point is that, what does Rashi mean? He unites by your own by Motzei, says you might have thought Motzei means if it exists at all. No, by your own by Motzei go together. Obviously, he knows that Bal Yatman is a problem, right? That's the Kasha. He knows Bal Yatman is a problem, but maybe Bal Yatman is a problem if you have clear access to it. You have clear access to it. That is Baal Gatman. But if you don't have access to it, then that's not Nira, that's not Nimtza, you know, meaning you can't possibly see it even if you try to go look for it. That's already, not only is that not Nira, but that not Nimtza. Why does it say Shira Eyu? Because he thinks Baal Yira affects Baal Yimotze. It's not that Baal Yimotze is totally different. Baal Yira means I see it. Baal Yimotze means no, if it exists. It's Nimtza, like when the philosophers talk about Hashem being Nimtza. No. Baal Yira means I see it, like I encounter in my everyday life. Baal Yimotze just means we're adding a little. If I see it, or like I know where to find, you know, I could see it wherever I want. Not that I know where it is, but I have access to it. It's close by. It's someplace where I can just go whenever I want, etc. You could say, Ula Yishlomar. And this is really like the Medrash Seichel Tov. The Medrash Seichel Tov says, I'll read you the Lashon. Sorry, I didn't bring my Torah Rishonim. Did I? 1 second. Let's see if I wrote any. The Torah Rishonim. No, sorry. I only have the Rishonim. I made a copy of the Rishonim to Daf. Okay, but you Ula Yishlomar Kederech Midrash Seichel Tov. The Baal Yimotze Toloi Be. What are we talking about? Access. That's what he's my role. It doesn't mean literally you see it, right? He means it's available to you. It's available to you. Okay, I think it was Daniel or someone told me that they saw in Shulman's notes something I was thinking about, that maybe another option to say is that the Gemara says you can't see it. And also from Limotze, you can't be matmin. You can't hide it. What if you can't see it and you didn't hide it? You can't see it and you didn't hide it. So if you can't see it and you didn't hide it, then what's the case? It's hidden in Mela. It's hidden on its own. Why is it hidden on its own? Either it's an animal hit it, Rashi Daf Chaf Aleph, or because it's in a different country. It's in a different country. So maybe, I don't know if they're saying the same thing in different words or not. Maybe the point is that Lo Yimotze specifically telling you you can't hide it. But if it was hidden, not for an action of yours, then there's no Isser. It might be, it's very similar. You know, it's two different things. I'm saying you're unified by Rabbi Yimotze. Saying, no, two separate things. You can't see your chametz, and you can't hide your chametz. But if you didn't see it and you didn't hide it, then it's okay as two separate darim. Okay? I think that's what you're quoting to me, right? I'm more attracted. It's all about accessibility and availability, and it's all about my control over it. It's all about it. But maybe you could say that as well, that there's two separate Isurim, Re'i and Hatmana, then Rashi Ferim and Doya. Kedaf Chafal, he says, the animal hides it, there's no Baal Yira. Why doesn't he explain there's no Baal Yira? Obviously, you weren't Matmin. Here also, when you see it, you violate. Why doesn't he worry about Baal Yira? Because obviously, you weren't Matmin. So I think you could say that as well. I think the Chiddush, I don't love it as much conceptually, right? Or maybe, but maybe there's two separate Darim, Re'iya, and Hatmana. But Hatmana means Mamish Maisa Hatmana. Here, you obviously did do Maisa Hatmana, so all there's left to talk about is Re'iya. Why is it over there? Over there, the all the Rishonim Sfarad, or in David and the Maram Chalava and the Ran say, because you went up to Anas till you found it, because you tried to search it, didn't succeed. So there, I mean, it just on the basis, they went up to Anas till you find it. So therefore, it's not a good proof. But over here, there's no up to Anas. You could have done something. So that's why this is a better proof than there. And that's why everyone disagrees with Rashi here. Why did they disagree with Rashi here and I agree over there? But there is Anas. You know, everyone except for that weird tour in Shibboleth Leket, right? Agrees with Rashi and Vav Beis, because there you have a Toranus. But over here, you don't eat, clearly you actually have a Toranus. You could have done Bitzel. Okay, now, the last thing I want to talk about is just one very, very simple, or maybe even not so simple, not sure, Hakira. I want to talk about the nature of this Bedika. Yes, sorry.
What are
everything right now.
Right, Agav, I'll point out, the Ron asks on Rashi, he says, how can you say there's no Isser Dar Raisa without Bittul? After all, you have to say that a Utzer also, an Utzer is less than a Mapolet, and a Mapolet, the Gemara says, you need Bittul. Doesn't that show that even if it's not accessible, there's still an Isser Dar Raisa? No, Rashi Lishitasi over there says, Midar Raisa, you don't need Bittul by a Mapolet either. Midar Raisa, it's only Bittul, only Xer Dar Banan, lest it become uncovered, meaning by the Lasser. It's only within Dike Lasser, right? Just because an Otsar is up to you when you uncover it. A Polis, maybe it's not up to you when you uncover it. So it's always like Dike Lufnoso. I think basically this is what I was saying in different words. I think that's what I was saying in different words.
And also, what is the
Rambam think about what is the Shitsa Rambam? Because the Rambam doesn't say terribly much, right? The Rambam doesn't really say anything at all. That is a great question. The truth is that it's really hard to tell. What is he? Shema Yachzor Erev Pesach Midash Rosh Hashanah V'lo Yeknai Levayer. Okay, and then what? Right? It's really... It's hard to tell.
Is the passage that doesn't
see Bittul? Maybe Zenin's doesn't say, but do Bittul, like the other Rishonim. He doesn't say, Elam of Atla Belibor. That is a... Right, in other places he does. You're saying well. For example, Chumash and Afla Lav Mapolas Sarach Lavatzal Belibo. You know they're all things that it's only. So he says only if you can. Other places, right? They're all knows how to say Sarach Lavatzal Belibo. Here he does not say Sarach Lavatzal Belibo. And so why does he say Tzarech Shavata Belibo, or would that apply that he doesn't say Tzarech Shavata Belibo? The Etzemi thinks it's not a problem if you're not Fozer, even without Bittul. And then he would be like Rashi. I hadn't thought of that, but...
I think it could be because of
Enu Yoduma. Right? And it could be considered a duah, which again, if you have the Gersa, the Kesem Mishnah, that the Rambam says, Kita Bir Chameitz, your Mvatal Chameshini Yodua, then clearly the Rambam thinks that there's a Mishnah Raisa Chameshini Yodua, but no, so, which Ashtos, the mainstream Gersa is not. And it could be, okay, you're saying well. You're saying very well. Okay, the last thing that I wanted to discuss is just. The nature of this Yidva Medika Tov Shlosh Yom. And here I am. What happened to Shlosh Yom? Interesting because it becomes Tocha Shlosh Yom is this. What do you do? Buckle it or not? Is it in depth to the very end of the chorus here, Chaim will ask what we're up to. I'm up to where it says, Be'inyan Tov Shloshim. Ma'ofi v'chuli v'chuli. But we can't really start a new board at 10:59. But I'm not reluctancy. So we'll pick a Mishnah Monday. Just to remind everyone, Monday there's Shear. Thursday there is not Shear. Thursday we're, you know, showing tremendous sensitivity. We feel bad for the Greeks. They tried Lashkifam Torasefka and failed. So we say, no, you succeeded a little. And we have a vacation in Shiva. Just goes to show how far we go. Anyway, the nice thing that McCorris will be chef, so we'll just put this discussion for 15 minutes. And then we'll go on in the Gemara, basically start by going on in the Gemara until about two-thirds of the way through Amadeus with Rashi and Tosfos. And then I'll say it's one of those, and we only shoot until the two-thirds of the way down for days. Then after Hanukkah, we'll continue from where we left off. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Have a Freilchen Hanukkah, Mir Tashem inspiring Hanukkah, and a good. And I'll see you on Monday, Mir Tashem.
A question?